Blackstone Audio presents Black Monday by R. Scott Rees. Four, in order of appearance, Ariel, Chayan, and Samantha. Chapter 1. October 27th, 6 hours before outbreak. A plague that will cause the death of millions. A plague that will destroy countries. A plague that will plunge the world into a dark age. A plague that will make nobody sick. Lewis Stokes, or so the false name on his Nevada driver's license reads, feeds another dollar into the Wheel of Fortune machine in the lobby of Hotel New York, New York in Las Vegas, and feels his heartbeat pick up, but not because of the game. The one-time beggar boy, whose mother was publicly beheaded, has just spotted the 20-year-old University of Nevada English major that he has flown 6,000 miles to kill. The boy, slovenly-looking and dark-haired, is weaving toward him, past the single-deck blackjack tables, heading for the reception desk. He's drinking from a foot-long glass beaker filled with bright red liquid, probably a Singapore sling or mix of rums and fruit juices. The boy looks tipsy, unaware, alone. The kid must be killed by 12:14 tonight. Not 1 minute later, Lewis's mentor had said when he had provided the usual range of perfectly made false IDs. Lewis tenses to stand, to follow. But he realizes that the boy is too tall to be Robert Grady. He just looks like Grady.